Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Right, the Hayrin Music Makers, hang on. It's quiet. I can't believe it's the first time since they've come into the studio that it's been quiet. Hello, everyone. Do you want to start? Should we start from left to right? Do you want to introduce yourself? Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gemma. I'm from Hayrin Music Makers, and I'm the choreographer for Our House the Musical.
Brilliant.
Hello, I'm Sam. I'm part of Hayrin Music Makers, and I'm in the cast for Our House, and I'm playing Lewis in Our House.
Fab.
Hello, I'm Paula, and I'm the director of Our House the Musical.
So, yeah, it's a musical theatre society that you're from. And the show is going to be at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. Now, do you want to tell us a little bit? All I know is that it's Tim Firth that wrote it, who also did the Calendar Girls as well. It's been touring around with other sort of people and stuff like that as well for, what, about 4 years. But that's all I know. So who wants to take it over?
Oh, they're all looking at me. Well, it's the whole musical is to the soundtrack of the iconic Madness songs, but it's basically about a boy named Joe Casey who faces a moral dilemma. I don't want to give too much away, but we follow his life after a decision that he makes. If he makes the wrong decision, his life goes one way. And if he makes the other decision, his life goes the other way. So we see both stories. And as I say, all to the soundtrack of My Girl's Mad at Me, Embarrassment, Wings of a Dove.
Baggy Trousers.
Yes. Oh, Baggy Trousers.
All the Madness classics
are
in
House
there.
Of Fun, is it? Must
yes,
be
House
loved.
Of Fun.
Yeah. Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh, there's too many. Yeah, My Girl, is it? Like, I'm getting carried away now.
As well. Yeah.
I've got the playlist now for the next hour, I think.
Our House, of course.
Yeah.
In the middle of our street.
How does it all work? That you've all been doing this for quite a while as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, and I know, like, with your rehearsals and that, and you often give a shout out as well to new members that want to come along as well. Before we get back in more into what's going on with the show, just a little bit about yourselves, how you got involved, how other people can get involved, and things like that.
Shall I start us off then?
Yeah.
Go on, here we go.
So, I got involved with the society because my friend Christine Brown has been involved in there for 20 plus years, and I used to go and support them for many years and watching the shows. And it just so happened in 2017 they needed a choreographer for Fiddler on the Roof. And I did that show, and then since then I joined the society, and I've loved it ever since. So I've been on both sides of the stage. I enjoy them both very much, and then when the opportunity came up for Our House, I was just like, yes.
It's like all your dreams come true then.
It is.
So, Sam, what about you, and how many people are actually in the company?
Well, good question. So I joined in 2019 for Titanic the Musical, and that was the first time that I'd ever taken part in acting and singing and dancing and all that sort of stuff with the Amdram world. So I'd never learned how to act or sort of do musicals before, and I did it because I went along for a bit of fun and I fell in love with it. It's like a really it's a lovely atmosphere. Everyone's really sociable and lovely there. We've got a big membership. We've got, I don't know how many members we've got, probably Paula, you might know how many hundreds of people we've got. I don't know, but
well, I know there's, we've got a Facebook group of all the people that have ever been in a show with us, and there's over 200, aren't there?
Yeah.
But people come in and out, which is really lovely. They might do one show, then they might have a rest and not do one for a while. Some people haven't done one for a couple of years, or some people do every single show. But you can dip in and out.
What's the age range, Paul? Is it you've got to be a certain age to join?
Yeah, you have to be 16 to join, and go up to any age really. We've got like ancient people like me.
You're not ancient.
But there's some even more ancient than me, actually.
Yeah.
I won't name names. But no, there's something for everybody to do, and it's not just on the stage, acting and singing and dancing. We get involved in everything from being on the committee and helping to run the society, to helping out with wardrobe, helping out backstage, lighting, the tech side of it.
All the props
prop
and everything.
Prop making.
Sound, everything.
Yeah.
We
just do the lot ourselves.
You get an opportunity to get your fingers dirty in anything you really want to.
It's great to learn the trade as well then,
exactly.
Really, because you get to, like you say, dip your fingers in all of the little bits and have a little go yourself at everything.
Yeah,
I want to
really
kind of make
society.
A prop now.
It's
I would be no
hobby.
Good in the sewing or anything. anything like that, I'd be useless.
No, I'm not.
If you need a town crier, so. I'll be all right. Anything like that.
You never know.
You never know, yeah. Right, if anybody then would like thinking, sitting there thinking, oh, do you know what? I wouldn't mind joining them. They seem a little bit of a laugh. One seems a bit dodged, to be fair. But no.
Why is she looking at me?
No, no. I think what it is, what when you're listening on the radio and you can actually, like, it feels electric in this room. I feel like I've actually known you for years. It's a weird, no, but it's a really weird thing. And I think, you know, when you've got, you all come from the different backgrounds as well, even though, you know, we've got Brentwood, we've got Basildon, and I was going to say Billy Ricky, but no, Paula let us down. She does. She's on church like me with an O. and I think, like, you know, people listen to, I want to be a part of that, because, you know, it, sometimes it's just that one step to actually take, because it can be quite daunting thinking, I really want to do this. I've always wanted, even if I can help backstage and then maybe make myself.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I mean, you do need help as well. So if there are people with skills out there.
Absolutely.
I would say just go along, because they do seem like a nice bunch.
Yeah, you know? They can find us on Facebook, Haven Music Makers, or they can email us at join@haveringmusicmakers.co.uk.
Fabulous.
Or we're on Instagram or on TikTok. We're all over the place.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk obviously loads more about the musical as well, because I want to know about it, because I'm quite, it's my local theatre as well, so I'm looking forward to that. I can walk there from the bar, to be fair. But so I'm going to be playing a song, but I can't find it. You know, you can guess what I'm going to play, can't you? They're still here. We've got, how many roses we've got left? We've got 3 roses left now. So we're doing all right. You can hear the rappers going there. Yeah, so we've still got Gemma, Sam and Paula here. And I just want to know more, actually, about the play itself, really, and how many people are actually taking part in the actual play.
Yeah, so the cast is about, I'd say, 35 to 40 people, give or take. And it's, we're having an absolute blast rehearsing at the moment. We're having lots of fun doing it. Tickets are selling really well, which is really, really good to know, at the Queen's Theatre. But also, like, the show itself is set in the 80s. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier. It's set in the 80s, isn't it? So it's like London life, sort of set in Camden in the 80s.
Scar. Boys.
Yeah.
Happy days. They've got accents like mine, have they?
Yes.
Happy days. Do you need anyone for the cast member? I'll jump on.
Come and join the chorus.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the story, a little bit more, can you, or not? Don't worry if you can't. That's absolutely fine. No, I don't want any spoilers, do we? So, no. I've seen, actually saw a couple of clips online from other people that have done it, and it's really, I really want to go and see it. I will be coming along to see you. So when they come along, though, obviously the experience, the music, obviously that's all sort of already pre-recorded, isn't it? Stuff
no,
like that.
We've got a live band.
Yeah,
we don't do our big musical book shows too. We always have a live band. Yeah.
Are they part of your group, or are they?
No, we have we always have a production team every time we do a big show. So we have the director, the choreographer, and the MD, the musical director. So they're selected and booked, and then the MD books his band, you know, according to
who he knows,
what instruments are needed in the score. You know,
yeah. Because you don't even get some of that in some of the theatres now in the West End.
No, that's right. So, I mean, it's two different disciplines, isn't it? Singing along to a backing track and singing to a live band.
Yeah.
But live is, I prefer live.
Yeah, because live you get the energy from the cast and the audience listening to the instruments, but it just gives you that extra buzz.
Sure.
And it pushes the cast to actually be better performers as well, because you can see a complete difference between rehearsing to a piano in the hall versus getting on stage and doing the dress run.
Yeah.
And like, you can see it in their faces. And band call as well.
Yeah, that's the best day. Yeah, the band call, brilliant. When we first get to sing with the band.
So what is band call for someone that wouldn't know what band call is?
Oh, band call, it's otherwise known as Sitzprobe, which is a German word. It means we all sit there and sing along to the band the first time, you know, because in rehearsals the band aren't there. We have a pianist or an accompanist or tracks, you know, a recording of it. But the the band call is usually the Sunday before show week. And everyone's really excited because it's the first time we get, you know, the drums and the sax and the trumpets. And
yeah, it comes to life, definitely. Yeah. When you've got the band call, it feels more authentic.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, that's always a really good... It's one of my favourite personal highlights of the whole show process is doing the band call, because it's like, it goes from one dynamic to, oh, wow, this sounds like a full-on orchestra now. So... But yeah, it's great. It's great fun.
Because you all know the music, and I think it starts then to feel really real, doesn't it? Once you hear the music of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't beat that. Love live bands anyway, so like to beat that over recording.
Yeah, great.
So you can all feed off each other as well. You're all performing the music. Yeah. The musicians are performing. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm already there now.
Yeah. So. But what I will say is that the story itself has got some real heart to it. It's got some really funny moments in it. It's got quite an emotional show in places. It's got everything you want, really. It's obviously Gemma is our choreographer. She's putting us for our paces with her choreography.
I'm whipping them into shape.
Well done. Gemma.
Again. Yes. Again.
I have the byline hashtag again.
Yeah. So we're always going from the top, from the top, from the top, once again. And the dancing is going to look amazing.
And
the direction from Paula as well, with the dialogue, you know, and everything, and the story, and focusing on getting the characters across. It's making sure that we're doing justice. And obviously Paula's at the helm as our director, so she's putting us through our paces in that respect, with making sure that, you know, all the accents are on point, and, you know, you're getting the emotion across in the characters. So it's not just like turning up and just singing songs. It's like we're going to make the audience really root for those characters and really like those characters.
I think that's key, because a lot of people actually think, oh, it's just going to be a karaoke thing when they see these sort of... But now I'm just saying, a lot of people do feel that, don't they?
Yeah.
But you can tell by the work that you put in behind the scenes and everything that goes on, is again that how you'd work with the musicians and yourself, and you know, perfectionists like yourself, Paula and Gemma. Do you know what I mean? So it's key, because no, but on a serious note, a lot of people do think, oh, they're just going to go along and be able to sing along, but it's not about that at all. So no, it's just it's lovely to have the familiarity, obviously, with the songs that you know. But it's a much bigger thing than
It's as much as this is a hobby, because we are a charity, etc., for people that are involved, and the quality that we put on in the performances and the members that put on, they are almost of a professional standard, and we've had that feedback from people. So people put their heart and soul into these shows, and it's evident in the feedback we get and the performances and what we see on stage.
Yeah, we're really proud of
that. Yeah, we are.
We're really proud of having that kind of feedback.
Yeah.
So. Well, you wouldn't be able to play at the Queen's Theatre, if it's just a little M-Dram thing at the end of the day. You know, so I can tell the work that you put into that. But you was actually talking about fundraisers and things like that. And I did notice there was an open mic. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. Yeah, something that would all be interesting.
Yeah, that was really popular. It was such a good night.
Was that your first one ever that you did?
It is, yeah. It was Sam's idea, actually.
Well done, Sam.
Over to Sam.
we're always trying to do fundraising things, fun activities like quiz nights and open mic nights. And the open mic night was a really good chance for people to get up and sing songs, whether they be musical theatre songs or sort of popular music songs of all genres. People could get up, and, you know, it was a good opportunity for new members to come along and hadn't been part of the group long, and they were able to get up there and show, you know, show us what they had and socialise with us all. And it was a good fundraising night. Everyone had a good time, didn't they?
Also family and friends. We've got members who've mums and dads and uncles and grands. They wanted to get up and sing.
We had people duetting with their granddads. It was like really wholesome content, you know. It was lovely.
You should have filmed it as well. Could have been a play. Write something for that.
We've had that kind of thing before, actually.
Gemma's already choreographing. That's not a word, but it is now.
We'll add that to Urban Dictionary.
There we go. But you'll have to do another night like that. It's really smart, as you say. I think, like, because again, if people want to come along and just be part of what you do, I think that's a great way to entry, so that people can just come in along and see, you know, that it's not so clicky. You know, you can be part of something much bigger.
The main aim for the society is that people feel welcome and they feel like they're part of something and they can contribute towards it. That's the overriding message that we want to drive when we do these things, that everybody feels like they're part of a group and they have friends there.
We have lots of social nights out. We go bowling, we go for meals, we have parties, we have picnics in the park in the summer.
She organise all those, Paula. I bet it's Paula. I can tell that.
What, are you saying I'm a party girl?
No, not at all.
Not anymore. Some of them I do, but we've got a big committee that they all dig in and do loads of stuff. You know, I'm not on the social social committee.
We are.
These two are.
We're always thinking new fun things to do to get all the members involved. But like what Jim was saying with the fundraising, because we're a charity, all of the money that we raise goes back into the group, and it generates the ability for us to put on bigger scale shows. You know, like the sets aren't cheap, and the to get the license rights to the shows aren't cheap, and to hire the theatre isn't cheap and stuff like that. But we put all of the money that we raise back into putting on quality shows that, you know, as Gemma mentioned earlier, has been, you know, compared to West End standard in some in some respects, you know, like, you know, almost as good as. So we always want to make sure that we're giving back. The audience feel that they've got money, value for their money, because not only are they being entertained, but it's a spectacle as well.
Yeah. So I think it's good for your mental health as well, for people that want to join, and, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
Gives people something to focus on. It takes them out of their daily lives a little bit as well. It gives their brain a break.
Mm. Yeah. And it's keeping the art alive. And I can't imagine the work that must go into it just to keep it everything going with everything.
Yeah,
really,
no one gets paid, really.
No.
It's all voluntary. And we rehearse twice a week. Sometimes, you know, bit closer to the show week, we rehearse 3 times, 4 times a week, you know. And people do it in their own time to for escapism, to escape their everyday lives. We've got people from all different walks of life, and people do it as a creative outlet, and it is really good for your mental health, and it's really fun at the end of the day. So, you know,
we must be doing something right, because it's nearly 50 years HMM has been going.
Yeah.
I think it's big, more than open mic, nearly a festival. That's
what it is. Yeah. The HMM
bigger
festival.
What a great idea. HMM Fest. Yeah, yes, that'd be brilliant. Yeah. But just like, obviously, it's a local community, and obviously, you're called the Havery Music Makers.
Yes.
But as you know, you're from Basildon and Billericay. You don't have to necessarily be
Havery. No,
you can be from all over, right?
All over. We've got people from all over. Over
Redbridge, Ilford,
Going Benfrey, London, Westway, and further east as well.
Oh, Westway,
So as long as people can get there and it's viable for them, they're welcome from anywhere.
Mm, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. So where can people find you again?
Well, haveringmusicmakers.co.uk, or on Facebook, Havering Music Makers, or on Insta, Havering Music, or on TikTok, Havering Music Makers.
Yeah,
I will come along definitely to watch the show, because I am super looking forward to that. I love that theatre as well. I think you know, a lot of us, we're so used to watching things through a screen or through through our phones and things like that. It's nice for us to support the local community and keep the arts alive.
Absolutely. Yes. You can't beat live theatre.
Yeah.
And with live band as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
How good is that? What have you requested as your final madness song?
After three,
House of Fun.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Gemma, Paula, Sam, thank you very much. Hang on, we're still here because, what a host am I? I've not even announced the dates, have I? So, who's going to announce it? Gemma, Paul?
Kick us out until we say.
Yeah, do you want to do the honours, Paula?
Yes, our house is on at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch from the 13th to the 15th of July every evening. And on the 15th, there's a matinee at 2 o'clock.
Oh, is there?
But yeah, we're nearly half sold out.
Yeah. Really? What, for all of the dates?
Yeah, we've got 3 months to go.
And the meds. Oh, wow, the meds. I better get a move on, hadn't I?
Yes. Yeah. What am I waiting for?
Book them now.
Don't watch that. Watch this.